time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
Something happened in Houston last night, and a mayor was inaugurated with special prayer from Pastor Joel Osteen. He said, "We honor her today and other elected officials," and he thanked God for raising up Houston's new mayor, Anise Parker. She is an out lesbian. Something to talk about. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can email me at drbrown@askdrbrown.org, drbrown@askdrbrown.org. So you email me directly. Okay, I want to come at this from a few different angles and get you thinking. As always, here on The Line of Fire, it's my goal to get you thinking, and it's my delight to come your way live from Denver all this week, where I'm lecturing at Denver Theological Seminary. But here's some questions for you. Is it right for a Christian pastor to be praying at the inauguration of a lesbian mayor? Houston is the fourth largest city in America and now has an openly lesbian mayor. Is it right for a Christian pastor to pray at the inauguration of such a person? And you might immediately say, "Oh, look, that's an outrage. In the fourth largest city in America, we're just becoming desensitized, and who knows what's coming next." And to be sure, Mayor Parker said that this is a major step forward for the gay and lesbian community. I'll read some of her comments to you in a moment. And according to a report in the Houston Chronicle, there were people outside the event protesting. It said they were brandishing guns and anti-gay slurs. I have no verification on those details. But if they're brandishing guns and using anti-gay slurs, they're obviously not representing Jesus. But, I mean, I recoil at the thought of praying a blessing over an elected official that is a practicing homosexual. On the flip side, what if that person was, say, like Newt Gingrich or Rudy Giuliani, Newt Gingrich being the more conservative of the two, but both male Republicans, divorced, remarried, with some ugly divorce in their history. Newt Gingrich in particular, known for family values in terms of his political philosophy and things he's written and spoken. Would it be right to pray at the inauguration of that person who openly divorced, openly remarried, again, according to the negative reports, while his wife was suffering cancer, pushed her to sign divorce papers in the hospital? Would it be right if Newt Gingrich was elected to office and you're a Christian pastor and are asked to pray for blessing over him? Well, he's divorced and remarried, and some would say without any biblical foundation and biblical merit. Would that be right? Or what if it's a single person that is not known really for their sexual purity? Maybe it's a guy that's been known to fool around a little bit here and there, but he's now the elected mayor or governor. Is it right to pray for the inauguration of such a person and pray for blessing and to say, "Hey, if the person is voted in, my view of authority is that's the person God raised up"? Or do you say, "No way, no how, man. We're called to be a prophetic witness. And if this person's not a godly person, then I'm not going to pray at their inauguration"? Where does one draw the line? Look, there was criticism when President Obama asked Rick Warren to be one of the people praying at his inauguration, and there was criticism for Rick Warren doing it, criticism coming both ways. What do you think God's heart is in this? How ought we to approach subjects like this? Do we have a gut-level reaction, an extreme reaction to anything if it's blatantly, openly homosexual, because we say that has an agenda with it, that is not only setting an example, but it also has an activist agenda with it that wants to influence culture and normalize homosexuality? Or is our role to bless, to be gracious, to reach out, to honor all authority? Hey, look, if I was in the city of Houston, Mayor Parker would be my mayor. Might not like it. I certainly wouldn't like the idea of an open lesbian being my mayor. I wouldn't like the idea of an open adulterer being my mayor. or someone with repeated divorce and remarriage with no biblical foundation being my mayor, I wouldn't be keen on any of those scenarios. And yet that person, if I lived in Houston, would be my mayor, and I'd have to be honoring towards authority, including that mayoral authority. Was Joel Osteen wrong to pray this prayer? Again, just the little snippet quotes here in the Houston Chronicle. He thanked God for, quote, raising up Parker, and said, we honor her today and other elected officials. Is that the way for the church to be the church and to show love and to show grace and to pray for elected officials and to pray for God's help and God's mercy upon them? Or is that the typical toothless compromising gospel that some people have, just the positive only gospel, and we just smile and bless and we never stand for righteousness? Listen to part of Mayor Parker's speech. She took a moment to speak to, quote, my community, to those who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. I understand how much this day means. I feel your excitement and your joy, your apprehension and your longing for acceptance. I will gladly carry you forward. But today is simply one step toward a tomorrow of greater justice, and when the time comes, I will just as gladly pass the torch to the next in waiting, and I will cheer for them as you do me. Now, what if she was a terrific mayor in lots of ways? What if she helped the city of Houston in many ways? But the downside was it further desensitized people in terms of homosexuality. How are you going to say it's wrong? How are you going to say homosexual practice is wrong when you just elected a mayor who's a practicing homosexual? How are you going to stand against same-sex positive education in children's schools? How are you going to stand against the liberalizing tendency in the churches when you've elected a major official to a major city? Or are we looking at this so wrongly? And is the issue is, does the person work hard and have the best interest of the city in mind? In terms of economics, in terms of crime, in terms of other ways to improve the city, in terms of the general morale of the city, is this person going to help us? Well, fine. We're not following their personal model. We're not looking to them to as models of holiness. Just a mayor. I remember having a chat many months back here on the Line of Fire with a caller when I was asking, how as a Christian can you vote for Mr. Obama when he holds to views that you fundamentally oppose, in particular in the areas of abortion and homosexual activism, etc.? And she said, I'm not voting for him to be the Pope or the Bishop. I'm voting for him to be the President. Well, I understand that, but then the President is going to make decisions that influence America for good or for bad. And those are decisions of importance. It's not just a matter of how much money's in my pocket. You know, someone may be great for the economy, but there were plenty of people in ancient Israel that were great for the economy that were godless and ended up with the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. The king known as Jeroboam II, in ancient Israel, he reigned a long time, and he brought northern Israel to a place of economic power and strength that they hadn't been at in a long time. And Amos and Hosea rebuked him and rebuked those surrounding him because of all the injustice and all the idolatry. So economic prosperity in and of itself is not necessarily proof of anything. You're not going to vote for someone because they're the best for the economy if they're bad morally. So how do we sort this out? I'm throwing out a bunch of questions for you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Again, is it right for a Christian pastor to pray for the inauguration of an open homosexual into elected office? Or is it only if the person's a born-again Christian? What if it was a Muslim? What if it was a highly qualified Muslim that was elected? Would we say, no, you don't pray at the inauguration of a Muslim because that's mixing religions? You say, no, this is my time to be a Christian voice. You know, a similar situation has just come into the news that President Obama has appointed the first openly transgender person in his administration in terms of a major appointee. This is someone who is a man that, quote, became a woman. And this is Amanda Simpson, the current name. Excuse me. She starts today in the U.S. Commerce Department. And there's a lot of controversy over that as well. Is this a further normalization of the abnormal? Is this further pushing forward gay activist goals? Or is it simply a matter of, hey, you do your job, and if you do your job well, whether you're a man who became a woman, whether you're an open homosexual, whether you're an atheist, whether you're an adulterer, whether you're whoever, it doesn't really matter. As long as you do your job, equal employment, non-discrimination, right? Lot to think about, and not always a clear black and white answer at first glance. So we're going to talk about that, a bunch of other things. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, or again, to email me, the new email address, drbrown@askdrbrown.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown coming your way live from Denver, Colorado, where I'm teaching all this week at Denver Theological Seminary. Delighted to be with you. The number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. To email me directly, we've got an email address now, so you don't have to go through our website. That is drbrown@askdrbrown.org, D-R, doctor. We've been talking about Joel Osteen praying an inaugural prayer for Mayor Anise Parker, an open lesbian who was elected to be the mayor of Houston, which is our nation's fourth largest city. The question is, do we have the attitude that all authority raised up is raised up by God? Yet in our democratic process here in America, we vote, but ultimately we say, okay, whoever is our leader, that's the position that they're in, be it president, be it congressperson, be it a policeman on the street, that we honor and recognize authority, and that we bless authority, and that Joel Osteen did the right thing by thanking God for raising up this mayor and honoring her and other elected officials. Interesting little article in USA Today about that. Joel Osteen blesses Houston's new gay mayor, Anise Parker. I'll read some of this to you in a moment. Is it right that we, the church, bless and don't curse, and that we stand up to say, whoever you are, elected official, whether we agree with your theology, whether we agree with your ideology, whether we agree with your personal morality, we bless you, we pray for you, we submit to you, we honor you? Or is that being completely toothless, completely worldly, completely compromised? Would a prophet of God stand up and do that? What would we imagine Jesus doing or Paul doing in a setting like this? 866-34-TRUTH. Todd in Smithfield, you're up first today. What's on your mind?
Well, my view on it is if the prayer was scripted, you probably want to decline giving it, but it could be an opportunity for that individual to speak into the life of this elected official. And it depends on the prayer. You know, I mean, it's an opportunity to pray for that person to have a wisdom from God. Because, I mean, God did place them in that position. It says all authority is placed there by God. You know, so it would depend on the prayer itself.
What would be a wrong kind of prayer to pray, Todd? What might be something that shouldn't be prayed?
I don't want to necessarily comment on what has been done or what has been said. I mean, that's a kind of a criticism that I can't make. I haven't been in that position. But
right.
I would think it would be wrong to pray a prayer that affirms their wrongheaded views.
Got it.
You know, you don't necessarily have to be adversarial. But as I said, you can pray for that person to have wisdom from God, and wisdom from God would certainly lead them to see that they are living contrary to God's will.
Right. Okay. Know. Right. So the it would obviously be wrongheaded to celebrate God raising up a lesbian. Right. But
I absolutely agree.
Since prayers are praying for what we want God to do. To say, yes. God, I'm asking you to give this person wisdom. Lord, you've raised them up as our mayor. I ask you to give them wisdom, to anoint them, to help them to do what's right. What would be wrong with praying that, theoretically?
I have no problem with that.
Got it. Hey, Todd, I appreciate the thoughts. Thank you, sir, for calling in. Now, here's what's very interesting. By the way, do you agree with Todd's perspective? Or do you think that it lends credence to something wrong? Do you think that our very participation, our very presence, sends a wrong message? I'm looking at the Box Turtle Bulletin website. This is a gay activist website that is always checking accuracy of stories, and we've had it out at different occasions. I've got a good relationship with the folks there in terms of we can email back and forth and share our differences in a cordial way. But we have worldviews and views of the gospel in terms of homosexual practice that are obviously very different. There's an interesting article by Timothy Kincaid calling for a nuanced view of religious leaders. And what he's saying is, hey, look, we need to look at people like Joel Osteen a little bit differently. On the one hand, the homosexual community was very upset with Joel Osteen. Those that were following what was happening when he clearly said on Larry King Live that homosexual practice was not God's best and marriage is male, female, just basic gospel position in the typically non-dogmatic, non-nasty Joel Osteen style. Now people are saying, boy, the same guy that said this prayed a blessing over the inauguration of this mayor. Is that a good thing that people are stopping and listening and saying, okay, we understand where this guy stands, and yet he's still praying a blessing, or does it send a mixed message? So Tim Kincaid says, Joel Osteen, pastor of Houston's Lakewood Church, gave an opening prayer at the inauguration of an East Park of the newly elected lesbian mayor of Houston. To some in our community, this seemed unfathomable. And then he quotes from some gay publications. The Advocate, megachurch pastor Joel Osteen, who ignited the firestorm in November with his comment to The View that gay people were not among God's best, thanked the heavens on Monday for an East Park of the newly inaugurated lesbian mayor of Houston. Another publication, unlike Barack Obama's president inauguration, the mayoral inauguration of Houston's in East Parker did not include any flood lines, except for anti-gay, ridiculous person, Pastor Joel Osteen, at an opening prayer praising God for lifting up our new mayor, Anise Parker. Tim Kincaid said it seems difficult to find in these paragraphs anything about Osteen that would suggest he's not a raging homophobe. Whether or not it was intentional, it was definitely sloppy and lacking in thought. And Tim Kincaid says, hey, we need to look a little differently at the Joel Osteen people. Look, they welcome Jay Baker and Soul Force. This is gay activists and their allies when they came to visit Lakewood Church. He was not part of the recent Manhattan Declaration. And Tim Kincaid says, Joel Osteen does not agree with my understanding of Scripture, but his disagreement does not make him a hater or a bigot. And I recognize the value in having a lesbian politician elected despite her opponent's religion-based homophobic campaign being given blessing by the pastor of the largest congregation in the nation. What do you think? 866-34-TRUTH. Bob in Winston-Salem, what's your take?
Well, look, I didn't hear the last part, what was just talked. Yeah, it says the entire.
Hey, hang on one second. Josh, I'm just having a little trouble hearing Bob there. If you could just check that connection, that would be great. On the one hand, and you know me, I'm going to raise both sides of issues as much as possible. On the one hand, there is a real issue with the church being branded a certain way because the only thing they know is what we're against, and we're primarily against one or two issues, and that's pretty much what the society knows. That's a problem. Has Joel Osteen broken down that barrier by praying for an openly lesbian mayor in Houston? Or is this part of the whole compromise of the wishy-washy, watered-down American church? Stay with us. We'll take your calls on the other side of the break.
This is the Truth Radio Network.
on a fire. Michael Brown coming your way live from Denver, Colorado this entire week, where I have the privilege and joy of teaching at Denver Theological Seminary class on Messianic prophecy. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, the number to call. To email me directly, Dr. Brown at askdrbrown.org. Hey, just a reminder, tomorrow I'll be interviewing Charles Chandler, a dear friend, committed Christian and journalist, sports journalist with the Charlotte Observer. We're going to be talking about the extreme level of violence in the NFL, players who are injured for life, players whose life expectancy is cut short. If you're not a sports fan at all, trust me, this will be a very interesting interview. I will not be taking calls, but I will be responding to email questions and posing those email questions to Charles Chandler. So if you'd like to ask anything about this, violence in the NFL, violence in sports, Christian view on this, shoot me a note, at askdrbrown.org, and I will get some key email questions asked on the program as well. We're talking today about Pastor Joel Osteen praying at the inauguration of the openly lesbian mayor, Anise Parker, in Houston, Texas. This is the nation's fourth largest city, and there's now an openly lesbian mayor. Should we just get over this and realize, okay, there's sinners everywhere. There are lost people everywhere. There are broken people everywhere. They could be mayors, governors, presidents, next-door neighbors, school teachers. They're everywhere. Let's just reach out with the love of God and stand for Jesus and be gracious Christian people and bless and not curse, etc. Or is it completely an affront, compromise, toothlessness to be involved with that rather than to say I stand against this because this is another step forward for gay activism in America? I'll share a bit of a USA Today article about this in a moment. 866-34-TRUTH. Jeremy in Greensboro, thanks for calling today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
What I was going to make a comment about was I have not heard exactly what Pastor Osteen had said in the prayer, but in your question concerning whether or not we should be involved in praying for someone in a situation like that, I think in any situation we should pray. It's just that the content of that prayer, if done correctly, should be offensive to that mayor, because a Christian would pray that she would be changed and that she is in a position of authority, and that when God raises these people up, as you mentioned, the fourth largest city, it's very evident, I believe, from the Bible that this is judgment, that he is allowing these people in these positions. Just mm-hmm. as our church here in Greensboro, we pray for President Obama, we pray that God would change his heart. We respect his authority, but at the same time, like you've mentioned before, we definitely are firm and are bold about the fact that that lifestyle is something that God has very clearly condemned.
So because of what Scripture says about this, and because there's an activist agenda attached to it, you know, when someone divorces, they're not part of a divorce agenda. They're setting a bad example if there's no biblical ground for it, but they're not having divorce pride rallies or trying to get divorce curriculum in the schools. Whereas with homosexual issues, it's tied in with an activist agenda. And here you have an open mayor. This furthers the agenda. And therefore, if there's a Christian voice at the inauguration, they should pray accordingly. That would be your view.
Right, right. And like you just mentioned, when I heard the details that you gave concerning the statements addressing the crowd, the gay community, when she makes it clear that she's going to fight for them, yeah, it becomes, I think, a lot different compared to someone who's had, you know, like you mentioned, adultery in their past that may have been a one-time issue. This is a woman who's advocating this lifestyle and vowing to help to get this out in the open as if it's some natural thing that people, you know, should just accept. So I think it's very different.
Got it. All right. Hey, Jeremy, thanks so much for the call. Let me read again Mayor Parker's statement, quote, to my community, those who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, I understand how much this day means. I feel your excitement and your joy, your apprehension and your longing for acceptance. I will gladly carry you forward. But today is simply one step toward a tomorrow of greater justice. And when the time comes, I will just as gladly pass the torch to the next in waiting and will cheer for them as you do me. All right, Bob, I think we got a better connection now. Welcome back to the Line of Fire.
Yeah, how do you do? I pretty much agree with the last caller, Jeremy. I think our Lord is very, very clear about where he stood on things, and we shouldn't be ambiguous either. Neither should we, we have to be careful what we say and when we say it. We use good judgment. But, I'm listening to the, some of what was revealed in the last 15 minutes or the last 10 minutes of your broadcast, I agree with Jeremy, but I also would like to say that I think God wants us to respect these positions of authority, but he doesn't raise these people up, every person who's elected to office or appointed to a position. He's allowed them to be appointed. He may occasionally raise some particular person up, but we have to be careful that, God's not, there's no particular imprimatur for a specific person, that simply because they've been elected, they've been raised up by God. That's wrong.
And all right, so you might say that God has invested the position of the mayor or the governor or the president with authority, and
that's
therefore,
correct.
Because we recognize all authority is from God, we submit to that authority, but maybe that person was raised up through unrighteous means. Maybe that person was raised up through corruption, whoever the person was. Maybe the person was raised up through sinful voting of sinful people.
It's very clear. I mean, take the extreme. Take Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, any of these people. You can't say God raised them up. If anybody,
right. Now,
the devil raised them.
Of course, someone would say, well, look, well, God said Nebuchadnezzar, he called Nebuchadnezzar my servant, and he was raised up to discipline the Jewish people in Jeremiah's day, so someone can be raised up for judgment. But you pushed the right button, Bob, because there's so many larger issues involved with the question of authority and who God raises up and how we relate to authority. So it's a whole can of worms that needs to be discussed as well, I think.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate the call, man. God bless you. All right, now listen, let me just throw something out to you, okay? Is it possible that God would have you do something that seems wrong, that seems to be compromised, but in reality is not compromised because you are simply walking through a door to have influence in someone's life? Let me give you both sides of it. What Joel Osteen did was a good thing, a right thing. By the way, I'm not sitting here as his judge. We're discussing this in terms of our reaction as believers. It's a good and right thing because he'll now have an open door to influence her and others in the gay and lesbian community. The flip side argument would be, what open door? What, to be positive? To put a smile on someone's face? To be nice? Isn't the gospel more that? When do you ever call for someone to repent? 866-342. All right, we got more to think about, more to share with you. Stay with us. We'll be back with you live from Denver, Colorado.
Fire we want, for fire we
joining us today. Here at the Line of Fire, coming away from Denver, Colorado, Michael Brown. Delighted to be with you. 866-342-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Online, email me directly, drbrown@askdrbrown.org. It's drbrown@askdrbrown.org. By the way, when I got out here to Denver, I'm just getting over sickness and not 100% physically. And it's a mile high here, and the air is a little thinner, so when your lungs are in full capacity, you move a little more slowly. First night, I woke up gasping for air a couple of times, like, why is the air so thin here? But otherwise, it is a beautiful place to be. So we've been talking about Pastor Joel Osteen's prayer of blessing at the inauguration of Houston's openly gay mayor, open lesbian, Anise Parker, getting your feedback on it. And I have a definite view of a right way to approach this from my perspective. that I will share with you, but I want to get to a few more calls. Steve in Kaysville, Utah, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Thank you, sir. And we'll keep you lifted up in prayer there in Denver. But regarding the last call, God will raise somebody up that is not the people that we would call be raised up. You know, like a lesbian or you know, a womanizer or anything else. Maybe that judgment is befalling that large city. I mean, we don't know. You know, but
right, so it could be raised up in judgment. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Which God will initiate, by the way. Because God it's so amazing. If you look throughout Scripture, God's decision is usually opposite of man's decision. He's sovereign. He does his own thing. But in my experience as a believer, it's usually the opposite, which is why I have to slow down, you know, before which actually took me a while to call, you know, because I didn't actually hear Joel Osteen's prayer, mm-hmm. but like the callers before, it definitely makes a difference what he said, and which determines, you know, we can hear what his purpose is, what he felt his purpose was. But of course, our ultimate purpose, and because he's held to a higher standard, is to speak truth. To speak truth in all situations and to glorify God. And mm-hmm. just from his response, from what you said, he said on Larry King Live, I don't even hear in that response that he really represented God fully, especially for a man of his capacity.
Right. Yeah, the largest congregation in the nation. Hey, Steve, I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks so much. 866-34-TRUTH. Richard in Greensboro, what's your take?
Yeah, hi. I just had one real quick thing to point out. Joel Osteen's never been a preacher of the gospel. I mean, the mayor might as well have had Oprah up there. This man is not a biblical preacher. He's a spiritualistic self-help guru. So mm-hmm. don't pose the question as if we're looking at a legitimate pastor. He's not.
Okay, well, Richard, let me ask you this. Obviously, I have concerns about the absence of certain things in Joel Osteen's message and the presence of other things in his message. I have more issues with the absence of things than the presence of some. But in the eyes of the nation and in the eyes of the gay and lesbian community, he's looked at as an evangelical Christian pastor. So in terms of the larger question, I fully understand your point and the concerns that you raise, Richard, and it's fair to raise them. My issue would be that in the eyes of the world, he's still thought of as a Christian pastor, a follower of Jesus, who does say that God's best is not homosexuality. So it does raise the issue whether we would come from that same perspective or not. But I appreciate your point. Let's say you've got hardcore evangelical, solidly born-again person. Is it right for that person to pray at an inauguration of an openly gay appointee?
No, because it's what that amounts to is approval. I would think not.
Got it. Yeah, in the eyes of many, it would amount to approval. Hey, Richard, I appreciate the call very much. God bless you, man.
Thanks.
All right. Can you pray at an inauguration without giving your approval? And then back to my point at the beginning of the show, what if it's a family value, strong conservative like Newt Gingrich, who's been accused of wrongful divorce, remarriage, among other things? Do you pray over that person if they're elected to office? Must someone be living a holy life and ascribe to the same doctrinal things that we do to pray at an inauguration? Is there a way to pray without it being approval? I'll give you my approach, my take. I've been thinking about this through the show. Now, I'll give you my thoughts when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Be right back on the Line of Fire. Again, I, I can never believe it, but I always believe it. Time goes flying by. Now, when I teach a seminary class, when I teach at King's Seminary in California, that's 8:30 to 6, three straight days. My schedule at Denver Seminary this week is 4:30 to 9 in the evening, and then I think 5 days, and then 9 to 4 Saturday. I will tell you, the time doesn't quite fly as fast. Those are rich, wonderful times, but they can be long. But an hour of live talk radio, boy, does that fly by. Okay, what are my thoughts now in terms of whether it's right for Christian to pray at the inauguration of an openly gay official? A first question would be, would you pray at the inauguration of someone that was of another religious faith if they asked you to? Would you pray at the inauguration of someone whose clear lifestyle was different? They're an atheist. Or this person's divorced and remarried several times and no biblical grounds for the divorce and remarriage, and now they're being elected. Would we pray for those? Well, on the one hand, those things would not necessarily be associated with an activist agenda, whereas the election of Mayor Anise Parker in Houston was clearly seen as a tremendous victory in gay and lesbian community, further, quote, justice and acceptance. And during her inaugural speech, she did make a point of that and said, to my community, to those who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered. So that does tie in with other issues now. And you're not just praying for the mayor, because there are other issues involving it. USA Today column, Joel Osteen blesses Houston's new gay mayor, Anise Parker. She was sworn in Monday, and then the opening prayer was given by Reverend Joel Osteen. Is your head spinning? Osteen heads the nation's most mega of evangelical non-denominational mega churches, etc. Osteen has been all over telling folks, Larry King, Whoopi Goldberg, for years that homosexuality is not God's best. Yet Osteen hasn't joined the more strident wing of the religious right in damning gays. Indeed, Osteen takes heat from other evangelicals who condemn him for not laying down a line of fire about sin of any kind. That's not a style, says the preacher, known for his broad smile and sermons that God wants you to be happy. And they quote at the end from Tim Kincaid's article in Box Turtle Bulletin, which I mentioned, Tim Kincaid, a gay activist, saying that maybe we should have a more nuanced view of religious leaders because they're not all right-wing, bigoted homophobes. So it stirred up a lot of controversy, for sure. What I think is a right approach. Let me give you my two cents on this. One book talking about what happens when your kid comes out as gay, that counsel the mom and dad, sit your child down, you tell them once, you know that we disapprove of this lifestyle, we do not believe this is God's best. You tell them once plainly, and then you don't bring it up again. Why? Because they know it, they know how you feel, it's hanging over them all the time. Just love them, reach out to them, help them, and try to bring them to wholeness in the Lord. I would say this. If I was asked to pray a prayer in a situation like this, I would think I'd have to do two things. I would pray a prayer saying, God, I ask you to bless our mayor and give our mayor wisdom. May our mayor stand for righteousness. Pray all the good things I want to see this mayor do and be without overtly calling on them to repent, okay, in that context, because that's not what I was asked to do. And I'd be violating protocol if I did that. I'd have to tell them first that's my plan, which they wouldn't have me. But then I would issue a clear statement, okay? And I would issue a clear statement saying, all of you know that I believe homosexual practice is sin. All of you know that we believe God has a better way than homosexuality and lesbianism, bisexuality, transgenderism. We believe God has a better way, and it can be found through the gospel. And we open our doors in love to all of you and offer repentance and hope and faith through the gospel. That being said, this is our mayor, and I pray for blessing on our mayor because I honor the position and I honor the authority, and I want to do whatever I can to be a blessing to this mayor and to be a Christian witness. I think both can be done, but one without the other, the prayer without the statement, is going to send quite a mixed signal, in my judgment. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. You be blessed.
This is the Truth Radio Network.